Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." He replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed, for though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do? For I do not have space to store my harvest." And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store all my grain and other goods, and I shall say to myself, 'Now as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong?' Thus will it be for all who store up treasure for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Today the reading give a simple message. Work hard for the kingdom of God. Of course, we are living in the world. We need material goods. But if our attention just go in there and we forget about the message of the Lord, we lose. Jesus is telling us, don't worry so much about things, but material goods. And also he said, tonight, God will take us back to Him. There's a message that we have to be careful. We have to live well every day, because every day could be the last day of our life. We do not know. Just live it well. No better in the household work, in office, in the church. Do it well, as if the first time and the last time. And that's beautiful. That's the only thing we can have peace of mind. That's how Jesus to keep us in this spirit.